All right.
Welcome to Brad's Vinyl. I am Brad to the Bone. Where we play my vinyl LPs and burn them to digital. My vinyl collection being an eclectic group of classic rock, progressive rock, punk, rockabilly, new age, new wave. Neat stuff. Burning them to digital. I am Brad to the Bone. Today we've got the English progressive rock band Camel. That's right, Camel. Going to be featuring Camel's third LP released in 1975. And it's called Camel. Music inspired by the Snow Goose. Yes, the Snow Goose. Snow Goose being a book actually written, Paul Gallico. And it was inspired, it's a novel-inspired conceptual LP, actually inspired by the success of one of Camel's previous tracks, The White Rider, which was actually based on The Lord of the Rings. And that came out on their Mirage LP. So they explored their creativity and decided to base another LP on this novel, The Snow Goose. That's right. They actually titled the LP The Snow Goose initially. But author Paul Gallico said, no, I don't want you to call it that. That's my name. So they changed it to Camel Music Inspired by The Snow Goose. Aha. So, yeah. Anyways, Island Studios in London, started in January of 75. Organs, keyboards, electric, acoustic, and slide guitars, also flute. Peter Barden's Andy Latimer. Andy Latimer being the founder, by the way, of Camel, in case you didn't know that already. they founded, actually, the band. He founded the band in 1971. And they've gone on to produce about 14, at least, studio LPs. That's right, Andy Latimer. Got together with Andy Ward in the 70s and Doug Ferguson. Ferguson, who had been playing in the three of them had been playing in a band called The Brew around Guildford in the Surrey area of England. That's right. They recruited Peter Barden's the keyboards and changed their name to Camel. I have no idea why they call themselves Camel, but anyways, if you recall, there was a Camel cigarette picture on one of their first LPs for the cover art of Mirage. Whatever. I don't know. They're smokers. Maybe they're smokers. To each his own. So anyways, I'm rambling here, Brad to the Bone, on Brad's Vinyl. Let's go ahead and get into side A of music inspired by the Snow Goose by Camel, right here on Brad's Vinyl.
Da 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 da.
Yes. Rioter. Rioter Alone, ending up there. Nice melodic piece. Finishing up side one of Snow Goose, The Snow Goose by Camel. Yes. I am Brad to the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl, The Snow Goose by Camel. Side one, starting out with The Great Marsh. Moving into Rioter. Rioter Goes to Town, then Sanctuary, Fritha, The Snow Goose, Friendship, Migration, and Rioter Alone. Yes, this is a novel LP based on a novel called The Snow Goose. Yeah. All right. So hope you're enjoying today's show. This is Camel's third LP again. And music inspired by The Snow Goose. Yeah, yeah. So this album actually reached number 22 in the UK chart. This is an import, by the way, I forgot to mention, on Decca Records out of London, England. Yes, this is an import. In fact, all of my Camel LPs, I believe, are all imports. And released in July of 1975, making number 22 in the UK album chart of the year. That's right. Spent 13 years on the chart too. So Andy Latimer, Doug Ferguson, and the rest of Camel. The Great Marsh, kind of a lead in, picking up nice and calm and picking up a little faster, and leading into Rioter, and Rioter Goes to Town. It's you listen to it, it sounds like a story being told. No vocals, unfortunately no words, and again, that's also due to Mr. Gallico's legal protests, since he wrote the novel, the book, he didn't want them to use his words or any of the, so there's objections. And so due to his objections, Camel decided to stick to just an instrumental for the entire LP. That's right, so the entire LP is just an instrumental. And it was actually mostly written during one intensive fortnight out in Devon, England. Devon, in a cottage in Devon, England. So, how about that? All right, so let's head into side two of Camel, music inspired by The Snow Goose. Thank you. And we fade away into the great marsh, just like the LP started, with that fun little fade out there. And finishing up side two of Snow Goose by Camel. And I'm sorry, listener, I'm really sorry for that tick in the middle of, oh, I don't know, was it Epitaph or somewhere in there? You know, hey, that's the breaks of doing a vinyl LP show, Brad of the Bone here. Most of my LPs are in excellent condition. This one apparently had a scratch. So, again, I apologize for that, but that's the breaks of doing vinyl record shows on Brad's Vinyl. So, side two, starting out with Flight of the Snow Goose, moving into Preparation, Dunkirk Epitaph, Frytha Alone, La Princesse Perdue, and then finishing up with The Great Marsh. Anybody ever read that novel, The Snow Goose, by any chance? It's about, well, it's a love story, actually. Short story written about the regenerative power of friendship and love. That's right. Set against the backdrop of war. Hence, I think that's where Dunkirk comes in. The snow goose is symbolic of a young man, Philip Rioter, an artist living in an abandoned lighthouse in the marshlands of Essex, actually, due to his disabilities, and a local young girl named Frytha, yes, Germany. It's symbolic of wounded by gunshot miles from home, and Frytha finds him. And the friendship blossoms, so the snow goose, the bird, is nursed back to flight and revisits the lighthouse for several years, and then Frytha grows up, and Rioter and his small sailboat eventually are lost in the British retreat from Dunkirk. So the bird returns briefly to the grown Frytha on the marshes. So that's a quick summary of it, but yeah, I didn't read it. I'm just reading stuff about it, the snow goose. So, yeah. Well, hope you enjoyed today's show. I'm Brad of the Bone, and thanks for listening to another episode of Brad's Vinyl. Check us out at radioforall.net for all of our podcasts of all our Brad Vinyl shows, and thanks for listening again.